Happy Tuesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Tuesday, May 12th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is the U.S. economy being run too hot? My answer is, with nominal GDP tracking up over 10% on a three-month annualized basis, investors must pause from appropriately positioning for the right tail risk that we've been calling for to consider the other side of the distribution of probable economic policy and market outcomes. Specifically, growth this robust will likely delay the impact of our jobless recovery theme, and inflation this hot will likely cause the left-leaning FOMC to consider rate hikes and pausing reserve management purchases. Moreover, signals from abroad support our view that wealth redistribution will increasingly dominate the political discourse as AI adoption and corporate profitability accelerates. All told, while the probability of returning to a risk-off market regime is rising, this is not yet something investors should act upon according to our risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, KISS being for retail, Dr. Mo being for institutions. That said, our crowding model is currently generating a bearish signal in the NASDAQ 100, so traders should take profits. As always, a wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled, clarifying the current setup and what could change. Team 42, there's lots of chatter that equities in a defensive hedging driven melt-up. If so, are these two inflection points to mentally plan for? Number one, a regular correction of participants become bullish, unwind hedges, and dealers take the other side. And number two, a severe correction of participants implement a row-row phase transition, for example, going from reflation to inflation. Unwind hedges, sell reflation assets and buy inflation assets with the overhang of crowded bullish positioning. One thing I would say is, you know, we're getting to a place from a gamma positioning standpoint when you look at a lot of the notes from the street in recent days where dealers are starting to get long gamma, which would ultimately slow down the realized volatility, the expansion of realized volatility to the upside in the index. Now, this stuff doesn't cause the index to correct. You would actually need a catalyst to cause market participants to start changing their positions in a way that forces dealers to delta hedge back to a negative position. The one thing I would say about all this stuff, you know, there's a lot of bean counting out there of who's doing what in financial markets. But at the end of the day, the thing that causes people's positioning to change is not this. What's causing people's position to change are changes in the six key macro cycles: growth, inflation, monetary policy, fiscal policy, liquidity, and positioning. So if you have changes in those, particularly the five key macro cycles outside of positioning, that's what causes people to go, I want to buy calls, or I want to buy puts, or I don't want to buy puts anymore. I'm going to cover my puts, or I'm going to stop buying calls and selling things. You know, that's what you have to get. You get in the head of institutional investors who are moving all this capital around. You can be encountered at the option level. You can be encountered at the dealer level. But if you want to front run the first principle of all that flow, you need to understand this, the key macro cycles and the momentum within those cycles. Going back to number two, a severe correction. So in my opinion, I continue to think this is a meaningful risk. Doesn't mean the market has to price it in today, but as long as the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, you have a massive wrench being thrown in the global dollar recycling process. We've talked about this ad nauseum in the context of the net international investment surplus economies in the Gulf Coast, as well as the net international investment surplus economies in Asia and Europe, not being able to generate the household savings and corporate profits and FX reserves that they need to continue recycling dollars to global capital markets. That is starting to get eroded at the margin, as evidenced by the data we got out of the UK, out of India today. You guys can review the note for more details on that. And so that is the risk. Every day we go by, we're inching closer to returning to a risk-off market regime condition. So the strait needs to be open in order to prevent that hazardous left tail outcome. And if the strait remains closed for an extended period of time, we are going to go back into the global liquidity crisis. We're going to go back into a trending risk-off market regime that investors are going to have to do something about in their portfolio to remain on the right side of market risk. Generally speaking, investors don't need to overreact to short-term, you know, pullbacks or, you know, shallow pullbacks in markets. It's the more hazardous drawdowns that you're trying to eliminate from your portfolio. I would say anything beyond kind of 8% on the S&P, 10-12% on the NASDAQ in terms of the beta for that. So if you start to worry about corrections of those magnitudes, then certainly you want to take the other side of that. You want to certainly position for that in terms of defensively positioning in your portfolio to stay on the right side of market risk. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our Macro Minute for Tuesday, May 12th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro research content. 42 Macro research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.